Today is the first Tuesday of summer. It's June 21st, 2011, and the time is 4:32 p.m. We have a very fun guest who can elaborate about relationship dynamics today of practically anybody based on a model she and her husband developed. She is here with us today in the radio studios. Her full name is Patty Gates. She's also known as the Love Doctor. Patty's work is all about helping people have less conflict and more peace and love in their lives through understanding the differences between people quickly and effectively. Patty helps people who are single attract a compatible partner, and she helps couples in challenging relationships have less conflict and more love. She has been doing love consulting for over 15 years through her massage practice with women, as well as phone consultations worldwide. Welcome to the show, Patty. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Thank you, Tanya. Me too.
How did you get into this type of service you call love consultations?
Well, I've always been very curious about relationships. I started noticing patterns and dynamics that the astrological data set could verify in a very unique way. So I use the birth date. We look at about 82 different data points, and it brings it down very quickly and very effectively to help people understand simply their relationship styles and their plan styles. Each individual only has one relationship style or one plan style, but there happen to be a variety of different personalities within each style, and every person is unique. But I have two clear relationship styles and two clear plan styles. And to actually be able to see it visually, all of their relationships on one map at one time, and be able to understand it clearly, because it validates what they've already been able to, they know, and they've been able to feel, but haven't been able to put words to it until now with Compatikey.
Tell us what the ingredients are for the Compatikey relationship mapping system before we go on to more fun conversation topic.
The ingredients, the six key ingredients that we look at are, the first two that are very important are the relationship style and the plan style. And we can also look at chemistry with anybody, the intensity of chemistry with anybody, as well as some other very important key things. But today we're going to mostly talk about the relationship style and the plan style. And we use these energetic metaphors to explain the core energetic ways that can be observed and felt by others. So there's two, the football relationship style and the basketball relationship style. And it has nothing to do with sports other than the way they hold the ball in relationships, so to speak. So football relationship style holds the relationship ball in a variety of stabilizing ways. They can be stabilizing in their relationships, and they like ease and stability in relationship. The basketball relationship style dribbles the relationship ball in a variety of stimulating ways. They can be stimulating in their relationships, and they like stimulation. They like a lot going on in relationship. And the plan style, shall we move along to the plan style as well?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, we can play with personalities later.
Yes, we'll explain the personalities, yes, and celebrities and whatnot. So the plan style is the plan style, how we plan our days and our lives in and out of relationships. So we use a metaphor as pencils and pens. Now, pencils are comfortable with erasing plans. They can be flexible and comfortable with spontaneity. They generally have little to no expectations and can easily go with the flow. Now, there are pens. The pens prefer to make and keep plans. They like to make plans. They feel most comfortable when they have a plan, and they generally have expectations. And I just want to mention, all these styles are perfect and in and of themselves. It's just good to know, to understand ourselves better and others, so that we can have more peace and less conflict and more love in our lives.
So how do the styles view each other?
Well, that's very interesting, because the football relationship style tends to view the basketball relationship style as stimulating. And even
and
excited.
The flip side of that, mm-hmm. the footballs can tend to view the basketballs as a little chaotic for them, a little too stimulating. So that's just good information to know, that if that comes up for footballs who happen to be in relationship with basketballs, it's good to know that that's what's going on. They don't expect them to be the same relationship style that they are, or vice versa. Now, basketballs view footballs as stabilizing. And the flip side of that, the basketballs can tend to view footballs as a little boring at times. People are who they are. They don't change their styles. But if they happen to be with the opposite relationship style, they can certainly have a lot more ease and peace in the relationships and even fun by having this understanding. I mean, they happen to be in relationship with the opposite relationship style, because often we expect or hope that the person we're in relationship is doing relationship or wants to the same way we do. However, if they happen to be the opposite relationship style, they really can't. And we just have to understand that and accept it and then enjoy what is wonderful about the relationship.
And how about how pens and pencils view each other?
Okay, well, pencils can appreciate how pens can make and keep plans, but at times can tend to think that pens are seemingly too rigid and expect too much planning or too much from them. Because pens can appreciate pencils' flexibility and ability to flow easily with things, but however, at times they can tend to think that pencils are seemingly a little too flaky or irresponsible, and immature. It can be really challenging, but once people have this verbiage, I've seen it time and time again with my couples and people that have learned this information. They just go, oh, okay, right, you're just being your pen self, okay, or you're just being your pencil self, or basketball, football self, whichever, especially with the plan style. It's been very helpful to have this information. That way they can let go of the judgment and the blame and just appreciate what each person brings to the relationship in their own style, in their own way.
Let's go to some of the examples on your website and elaborate on those relationships.
Sure, and I just wanted to mention, too, for listeners that if they would like to know what their relationship style or their plan style is, or both, they can find that information out for free on my website at pattygates.com, and that's Patty with a Y. And, of course, I'd be happy to show them their complete relationship map and any other further understanding that they'd like between themselves and any other relationship whenever they're ready.
Thank you, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Which relationship would you pick to talk about next off of your website?
Okay, let's see. Yes, on my website, there's a blog there, and I look at a lot of different relationships, celebrity relationships, looking through this lens of the Compatiki relationship mapping system. One of the most recent couples that was in the news was Arnold and Maria. So we'll look at the hidden ingredients that made up this relationship. So obviously there were more challenges than not, mm-hmm. but it's also very obvious in the Compatiki relationship map. First and most importantly, they have the opposite relationship and plan style. Maria is the football relationship style, and she's the pencil plan style. Arnold is the basketball relationship style and the pen plan style. So opposites can work much better if they know what they're working with, so that they don't expect the other to do relationship or plan their day in the same manner. And over time, the awareness of these differences can be extremely challenging for both parties if they don't know what they're working with. So what worked for a while was their chemistry, which is what I call the glue of the relationship, which can be for better or worse. When the chemistry is strong, yet it's with the opposite relationship and plan style, it can feel like a curse. It's like you almost feel like you need an intervention to get out of that relationship or to get help with that relationship. I wish them both, Maria, especially, ease and love through this challenging time.
How about the royal couple
mm-hmm.
in England?
Well, these two have what I call the glue of the relationship, the magnetic chemistry, and they also are in sync. Their movement chemistry is in sync, and you can just see it when you look at them. He happens to be the basketball relationship style, and she's the football relationship style. He's the pen plan style, and she's the pencil plan style. So I noticed that the opposite plan style seems to work best in two cases. Well, number one, obviously, if they know about the differences. And number two, if the man is a pen and the woman is the pencil. I've noticed it the other way around. It's much harder if the woman's the pen. But if the man's the pen and the woman's the pencil, you know, that works much easier. Oh, and I must say, it also works a lot easier if the man happens to be a prince.
Right.
Yeah.
Your theory applies to not just people who are interested in romantic relationships, but in any interaction.
Absolutely.
Because your theory explains the relationship dynamic and the plan style, whether or not they're romantically inclined mm-hmm. towards each other.
Understanding is the key. This is a thing that's missing in a lot of relationships, is understanding the differences between men and women, number one. Understanding the differences in their relationship and plan style. So the core base is the understanding. If we're missing the understanding, we start blaming the other person, judging and blaming, name-calling, which all these things create conflict, which creates distance, which eventually creates the death of any relationship. So understanding is key, and this is the core of my relationship work.
Sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
If listeners are just tuning in, we're talking to Patty Gates. She is here in the studio with me. Her work is all about helping people have less conflict and more peace and love in their lives through understanding the differences between people quickly and effectively. Patty helps people who are single attract a compatible partner, and she helps couples in challenging relationships have less conflict and more love. She's been doing love consulting for over 15 years, although from our conversation, her work surpasses love consulting and can apply to any interaction mm-hmm. dynamic. For over 15 years through her massage practice with women as well as phone consultations worldwide. I'm grateful for WMUA DJ Root's recommendation to have Patty Gates on my show. Thank you, Patty, for coming to the show today.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
You're very welcome. That's all we have today. Please go to our Facebook fan page, WMUA 91.1 FM, to leave your thoughts about our program. And you can also visit our website, www.wmua.org.